All right, hopefully you have your handout still from I guess, 2 weeks ago. Where last week, as I decided not to use that, and we'll pick up where we left off 2 weeks ago and with the theme or the aspect of where is my honor, and we'll cover two, Lord willing, 2 points tonight. Last time, 2 weeks ago, it was the confrontation with the question, where is my honor? And then tonight, we'll go back and look at some of our texts again instead of reading it all again. I have most of it here in our outline. We'll just use that. But tonight we'll look at the condemnation, and that is, where is your harvest? I know we're here at Harvest Baptist Church, but where is your harvest? In other words, where is the harvest that God is doing and working through you and in you to bring in that harvest and what we're doing in our ministry and reaching others for Christ? And we're asking that question. See, God very powerfully confronts his people with their failure to honor him. And we looked at that several weeks ago on the confrontation. Now he presents to them the corresponding condemnation. Look at your outline of Malachi chapter 2. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2 and 3 says, if you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart. Behold, I will corrupt your seed and spread dung upon your faces, even the dung of your solemn feasts, and one shall take you away with it. Now, as we look at the word glory in that first part of verse 2, the word glory in verse 2 is translated honor 32 times in other areas of Scripture. Not just the word here, glory, but reference to giving him glory, giving him honor. God says, if you fail to honor me, he says, I will turn even your blessing into a curse. Your every seed will produce no fruit. Now, I know the culture of us today and our societies in America are different. Things in the Middle East, things in other parts of the culture, as we read our Bible, we look at things and we think, man, they're going to smear dung in their face. Well, we watched the news several years ago when George Bush was the president. Some of us didn't take it the same way, but remember the shoe being flung across when he was speaking at him? Well, that was considered a very high insult, but to us, we just think, well, I'm glad he ducked. But it really goes beyond that with their culture. And here we also need to realize some of these things. The Lord is making an emphasis, and our writer is making an emphasis here. Are we honoring the Lord? Listen to how the prophet Haggai, and we'll look there in just a moment in chapter 1 and verse 6 through 10, as he addressed the people who had taken good care of themselves, but they had failed to take care of the house of God. And we must remember, if we're not careful, we spoke of this a few weeks ago, we're looking to do the receiving, but where are we in the giving department, giving back? Giving back to the Lord, giving back to the church, giving back to our fellow Christians, giving back in areas not just of our finances, but our time and our talents and how we invest things here below. Notice what here in the book of Haggai, chapter 1 and verse 6. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man into his own house. How often are we more concerned? Well, let me go over to verse 10. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. Do we give our best, and I think I'll mention a little bit later, or is it leftovers when it comes to giving things back to the Lord, whether it be our time, our talent? This is a hard saying for me, and I don't want to offend anyone by any means. I think we all need to approach what I'm fixing to say, what works best for you. My best time for me to have my time in the Word and prayer is when I get up in the morning, because at the end of the day, I'm exhausted. I'll fall asleep. I'll nod off. And this has nothing to do with the Word of God not being exciting, but I'm human and a physical body gets tired. And for me, it's really, really, really good in the morning when after I get that first sip of caffeine that's real hot in a cup that's been doctored up the way I like to drink it. But I want to be at my best. And here in the Word, do we give Him our best? We often hear that God will be no man's debtor. You see, God invites him to put him to the test. When we're on the mission field, and I think I may have mentioned this, I can't remember, it's worth repeating. I can remember getting a gift, getting excited, because we get occasionally some packages when we're on the mission field. We open up the package, and the letter read, "Please enjoy these slightly used tea bags. I'm sure as we prayed for you as we sipped the tea, we thought we would save the bags because I'm sure you could probably get one more cup out of it there on the mission field." Can you believe that? Now, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry that somebody really believed that. Number one, did they dry it out before they put it in the mail? Any bacteria grow in it while it was in the shipping from being wet? You know, the list goes on and on. But there's other times that people want to give and to do their best. We had a very creative gift that came to us on the mission field. We had sent out our letters, we had met people, and one lady had an idea to encourage us. But she had went by and did all the things she needed. I don't know if you could do it today, but she sent a package with everything we needed for Michelle to make hamburgers and French fries. And she had the wrappers, the cups, everything in it. So when Michelle made the meal, sat on the table, the kids walked in, it looked like we had just been to McDonald's. Of course, the hamburger is a bit thicker. Fries were cut a little bit thicker. But the thing about it is, she went through the thought and went through the process of trying to do something to be a blessing to a believer, a mission, happened to be a missionary on the field. How are we in that area of creativity and in giving our best? Whether when we're bright, awake, and alert to read the word, spend time in prayer, or whether it be of giving of our time and our talents and our treasure and giving the Lord our best and not the leftovers. In Malachi chapter 3, God goes a little further in this area. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts." God says, prove me. You see, if you're faithful to tithe, you're faithful to give of your time, your talents, and your treasure, I know you have stories that God has provided for you. And I'll take a moment. Somebody has off the cuff, they want to share a blessing. But let me share one real quick on this passage about the holes in the bag and the Lord referring to here about he will rebuke the devourer. I remember the first time we left after Bible college to go on the road, we traveled over 90,000 miles in just over a year to raise financial support to come to the mission field. And would you believe we had the cheapest 45 to 50,000 mile tires you could buy on our vehicle and our van? They last the whole time. Say what you want. I don't know. There was no Walmarts or cobbler to repair those moccasins and sandals as they walked through the desert. But I changed my oil and I rotated the tires every time I changed the oil. And I can't convince me otherwise. God just allowed them. I don't think they sold me a 100,000 mile tire by mistake.